Sactown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sactown Sports and subscribe.
Another way that we could have went about this, Chris, I didn't know if it would hit the same because the defense has been so important, but Kings win if ... De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis score combined for over 50, but I feel like you could still lose. That's not enough. That's not enough of a blanket statement to say.
Yeah, 30-20 might not be enough.
Right. If you don't hold CJ and Brandon Ingram under 45.
I think the defensive end, I think it does point to that as well, that the defensive end is a lot more important than the offensive end tonight. I think you have to try and limit the Pelicans in some capacity. They shot 50% in back-to-back games here against the Kings from three. That just cannot happen. I see Manny Too Legit on the YouTube chat here going 50 points for Fox tonight will be an outstanding performance for him. De'Aaron kills the Pelicans. Historically, let me look at De'Aaron's career highs, because if I'm not mistaken, almost all of his top games as a professional so far have been against the Pelicans. I know obviously there's a lot of different iterations of the Pelicans, but there's something to a guy just having a team's number. And to me, as many times as I can remember, De'Aaron Fox has had something personal against this Pelicans team. He has a 43-point game. His career high is 44. Mm-hmm. He's done it twice. He has two 43-point games, one in New Orleans, one in Sacramento. They were both in 2021. He also has another big game against the Pelicans, a 38-point performance as well in 2021. So maybe I'm just remembering that 2021 year very, very fondly, but he has personally killed the Pelicans a couple different times. I would love to see De'Aaron, just because tonight is an opportunity where he doesn't have a Steph Curry on the other side. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox can be the best player on the floor today, and that's not that crazy to say. That, to me, is that would be the easiest path to victory. If De'Aaron just has 35-plus, 40 points, this team, I don't know how many times he's done that even this season, but I can't imagine this team losing a game in which De'Aaron Fox brings that level of a scoring punch. You could argue maybe it's not good because maybe this team does need to kind of spread the wealth a little. It's better for De'Aaron to have maybe 28, but Keon have 13. Just so
it's got to be efficient.
It's got to be efficient, I think, is the key. Yeah. So, you know, it's not all 40 burgers are created equal, but if De'Aaron can have that level of impact, I think that's, of course, the best possible thing for the Kings.
Yeah, efficient high-level production is exactly what you need out of De'Aaron Fox. If he turns into Chuck Master Flex, nobody, that doesn't really help too much. Wow.
Please no clanking.
In the Sack Chat, Edward O. Bus Driver.
Okay.
Go Pels. He's got an LSU photo. He's spelling go as they do in Louisiana. G. A-U-X. So we have a double agent in the Sack Chat, a double agent coming. I've been trying to find a Pelicans fan this whole time. So we found the one. Edward, you should head over to New Orleans, or maybe you're in New Orleans right now. Go get you one of them fleeces.
That's right.
$25 or more. Let's hear from Valanciunas and his matchup with Domas. And as we talk about whoever wins that matchup is going to be in a great position, let's hear what Jonas Valanciunas had to say.
I like matchup. I like my brother. You know, he's a good player, but you know, we find a way how to attack the paint. You know, so we got to keep doing that. You know, we got to double down what we've been successful on. So, okay, punish them inside, drives, post ups. All we can do, you know, do or die game today. So, whatever works today, we got to do, and do it harder than we usually do.
Yeah, they don't identify as a three-point shooting team.
Yeah, that's interesting.
They just cosplay as a three-point shooting team against the Kings.
Your sacked anime is great.
Okay. I mean, it's crazy.
That's incredible.
I hear him talking, and somebody is driving saying, is he talking about the Pelicans? That's a team of snipers.
We have not seen that. Yeah, exactly. They have all shooters on their team.
What are we doing?
Yeah, that would definitely be interesting, is if, you know, we're talking a lot about how the Kings are going to throw a different style of play at the Pelicans. If the Pelicans come out and say, oh, you think you're going to stop us from three, that's not even our concern. The three is what's going to happen after we just go at the paint after time after time after time. It'll be interesting because, I mean, we know that's a weak spot for this Kings team. That would be interesting if New Orleans views it the same way. They don't have rim protection. They did a great job. Draymond pointed it out at disrupting the lobs and a lot of the attempts at the rim. But if Jonas Valanciunas, that's where the length for New Orleans, we talk about it on jump shots, making it tough to contest jumpers. It's the same thing with the layup, right? Like, if you don't have the wingspan to match Brandon Ingram and he can close out your body, he's going to be able to get a free layup attempt, and that could be a problem for the Kings. I mean, HB hasn't been great in terms of screen navigation, and definitely sometimes physically getting to the rim, people can easily get by him. Keegan, same thing as well. That could be a problem, and I don't know how the Kings shut off that faucet. That might lead to more Alex Len minutes, which might not be a bad thing, especially against Jonas Valanciunas, but that's definitely something to watch out for. I think that was one of Brendan's keys, right? Was points in the paint.
Yeah, I know we're all afraid of them shooting the lights out at 55%, which they have done, but it's not really their identity. I mean, a lot of these teams are spray three type teams, and it just matters how much you're able to bang inside. And Valanciunas, I think he is going to, and that was, I believe, one of Kendrick Perkins, one of his keys to the game as well, as far as what Valanciunas is going to be able to bring to the table as far as scoring and also rebounding the basketball. I don't think the Kings are going to be able to get the offensive rebounds they got against the Warriors, because the Warriors are just traditionally a smaller team.
Yeah.
So those second chance points, you might not be able to count on them the same way you were able to count on them on Tuesday.
Yeah.
From our guy, hey, Johnny K., Kings need to have a team game. Everybody scoring, everybody diving for balls on the floor, rebounding. That is the winning formula for the Kings. Yes, it is. 50-50 balls. You know that Mike Brown talks about it all the time. Let's hear from our guy. He's going to get us ready. TC, what you got for us?
Hey, what's popping, man? Alan, Chris, what's up, bros?
Enjoying a Friday, man. Time is ticking.
Friday, time's ticking. I told y'all, look, I like how everybody's using that, man, and understanding about the demons exercising. This is that second team we got to get past, bro. We're going to win tonight, man, for sure. Everybody grab your popcorn and get ready, man. It's going to be an emotional win tonight. Everybody going to be flying high, man, and get ready for Sunday, though. Look, check it out. Everybody just do the same game plan how we did the Warriors. Not exactly, but that same game plan. CJ, you're not going to beat us, bro. 9 from 12 from 3. We're going to WBA. You're going to have to show us that you're not injured. Domas, go right at Sabonis. With Zion being out, bro, it's going to even everything out, because they don't got a guy where they could just, here, go get it. I know they got a Herb Jones, Trey Murphy, but them is guys that we can limit, bro. We just got to limit their three-pointers. I heard what you guys were talking about as far as the paint, but we got to we can protect the paint. We just got to be with our heads on the swivel. But the number one thing I think we need to take away is the threes, bro. The paint, that's going to come with it. We can't let them get loose. We can't let Trey Murphy get loose and all that. I think if we hold him down from the threes, bro, and we show up and play that type of defense we played on Tuesday night, bro, we win, bro, with flying colors, dog. Light the beam. We finna go hard. Get ready, y'all.
Thanks for the call, TC, as always.
Man, getting the coaching speak early.
We know what that was, TC's speech.
I love it.
Hey, you know what? If you want to call in, obviously you got to keep it clean. But if you want to call in and you want to give a speech to the Kings, 916-339-1140, we're getting the speeches from everybody to get the vibes right. We will get this audio flown out to New Orleans, because we have technology like that to get it played for the Kings and get them hyped up. There are hype videos coming out right now. I'm starting to get chills. The hype videos are all over social media, getting you ready for a huge game. You know, Chris, on the Sack Chat, Jesse 916 is saying, Kings win if ... their bench outplays, whoever's bench outplays each other will win. And I'm sitting here looking at what happened, and yes, there was no Brandon Ingram, but I'm sitting here looking, and this pretty small rotation, because now you add Brandon Ingram, but you lose Zion. You had Alvarado play 22 minutes. I get it. He was hot.
Right.
Dyson Daniels played 25 minutes. But besides that, Trey Murphy, 45 minutes. McCollum, 40 minutes. Valanciunas, 33 minutes. Yeah. They have a pretty tight rotation, and so do the Kings. But this is real tight. I mean, yeah. Marshall, 4 minutes. Robinson, 2 minutes. Zeller, 9 minutes. They do get Larry Nance Jr. back, but I don't know how deep they're even going to want to go into their rotation. They're working Brandon Ingram back, so everything moving in the direction of the Kings, which is what scares me. I know I've said it time and time again, but if you do look at this positively and just believe that the Kings will finally take care of business in a way that they should, consistently, you should feel pretty good about tonight. When we return, breaking down the other Western Conference matchups and the keys to tonight, Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports. Call or text at 916-339-1140.
You heard it. You know the call line, and we're opening the lines up. Your chance to give a speech to your Sacramento Kings. 916-339-1140. Keep it clean, please. Don't want Nate to have to work too hard back there. And we will keep it rolling, and Chris and I will share ours as well. Of course, Prop Talk and Dog segment still to come. I don't know how hot we've been, Chris, but you know we're going to have to heat up tonight, kind of like the Kings.
It's the postseason, man.
It's the postseason.
We need to lock in.
Yeah, I didn't do too well against – really, it was the Warriors who – they did absolutely nothing. 916-339-1140. Let's get to Brandon, who wants to be a part of the show. What's up, Brandon? What you got for us?
Hey, how's it going? How y'all doing today?
Feeling good, man. Like the energy. You got a speech?
I didn't do too well. Yes, sir. I just got off of work. I'm here stopping by the smoke shop. I was seeing you guys. Some guy had a great speech about the Kings, and I just wanted to say, you know, I've lived in Sacramento my whole life. My dad took me to Arco Arena growing up and Power Balance and whatever it was called, and right now is our time. The Kings are going to go out there. They're going to kick butt tonight, and they are going to send the New Orleans Pelicans back to their own house in New Orleans, and we're going to come back here, and we're going to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. I believe it's going to happen,
sir. That's right.
There you go.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, Brandon. Glad you're off work. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. And thanks for calling, Brandon. Great stuff. 916-339-1140. Get your speech in. I know out there right now, there's a coach. Maybe you coach your kids Little League.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you coached in high school for a little bit.
Maybe you coach a fantasy football
Maybe
team.
You coach a fantasy
Maybe it's your friend you took to the Knicks game.
Maybe my friend.
Yeah, isn't he a coach in softball?
Well, that's baseball. Yes, maybe you coach high school baseball.
Okay.
Whoever you are, call in.
Yeah.
Give us a speech.
Yeah.
If it's a good enough speech and the Kings win, it will
we'll
be replayed.
It their way. Yeah.
It will be replayed throughout the playoffs if they win. If you give us chills,
yeah,
it will be replayed. Well, Chris, what's
I have
up,
some
Nate?
News. I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys have reported on this, but it's Kings Pelicans related. Okay. I believe it was the last game. It was the national TV one, the TNT game.
Uh-huh.
There was a piece of chicken thrown onto
That's
the car.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
And have you seen the video? They caught the guy. The video has been exposed of the guy throwing the chicken, the side by side. And you know,
no.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's out there. So
he's
the man,
done.
Most likely, yeah. You're looking at a.
If they caught you red-handed, you're done.
It's crazy. They saw it immediately. You're watching the video, and it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great call by Harlan. So on the chicken.
Yeah. Hopefully nothing gets thrown on the court.
Well,
yeah.
Or else Zion will go grab it, right?
One of the top comments was they were
like
trying
hungry,
to get
hungry
Zion,
hippos.
Trying to distract Zion.
This is
food.
Ridiculous. Yeah. I won't be a part of this.
The word's out.
He'll eat the table.
I won't be a part of
or
this.
Or the hardwood floor.
Okay. All right. 916-339-1140. Keys to tonight. Also the rest of the Western Conference, Chris. As we look at the rest of the Western Conference, are you entertaining Lakers having a chance against the Nuggets?
I guess I am more than I was last year. I you know, I've been listening around to a couple different people that I trust in the national media, and a lot of people are definitely still leaning towards the Nuggets for sure. I mean, I definitely am leaning towards the Nuggets. I did hear one person say something kind of interesting, more just about the Pelicans' depth and how we might be overlooking the fact that they just lost Bruce Brown, who was like a huge part of their title run last year. They also got really good performances out of Christian Brown, who was
a rookie.
That's
what I'm saying, man.
And like, you know, Jamal's been in and out of the lineup here. Michael Porter Jr., who knows what's going to happen when your last name is Porter these days. Yeah. So, you know, who knows if they're going to be able to stay healthy for an entire series or for an entire playoff run. I'm still going to pick Denver, but I would acknowledge that they're probably more vulnerable this year than they were last year. And, you know, the Lakers are a really scary team, and they're going to have they're going to be playing with a six man, if you know what I mean.
As they always are. Yeah. If you're making me pick, man, you know I haven't been very high on the Nuggets.
No, you haven't. You've been very consistent.
I am torn on this.
It's tough. It's a really tough matchup.
I mean, you
on
get
paper.
Swept. You are LeBron, right. And I'm not going to lie. I was in a scrolling black hole. And you know I love my motive. I got a lot of the motivational reels that'll pop up with the music behind. And I came I got – it was stuck – It was a combination one with Tom Brady, and then LeBron pops up, and it was pretty crazy. I mean, he's walking either into the arena or out of the arena, and he's something classic LeBron. Met, you know, if you tell yourself you're tired, then you'll be tired. I don't get tired. And I'm listening to that this morning. I'm thinking, this man might pull this off. This is the type of stuff. He might not win the whole thing,
right?
But these are the type of little victories that add on to the MJ versus LeBron. Well, he did beat the defending champ Nuggets, and then they lost to the T-Wolves. 2-7.
Version of
I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, it could happen. It definitely could happen.
I don't know. If you're making me choose, I'm going to take a flyer and say the Lakers.
Sure.
And I might look crazy.
I mean, if AD is close to the best player in that series, of course Nikola Jokic is probably going to be the option as number one, but if AD can make life difficult for Jokic, like, there's no reason why the Lakers don't have a chance if D'Lo continues to shoot like how he shot, if, you know, they get a little bit of that playoff Austin Reeves, if LeBron still got it. You know, I know Eric Gordon's a really tough matchup for him. He, you know, it's definitely in front of him. I'm not even gonna say it. If I knew somebody who supported the Lakers, I wouldn't feel terrible. I know those guys are always feeling good about their chances, but I would actually feel pretty good about their chances just because you have Anthony Davis. That's about as good of a counter as you're
going
to get to Nikola Jokic.
Going back-to-back is
tough. You got the GOAT. You got this generation's GOAT. So literally anything can happen in that series.
All right, but you're taking the Nuggets.
I'm taking the Nuggets just out of safety.
Suns, Timberwolves.
I've, again, heard a lot of whispers about things going the other way. I've heard a lot of people favoring the Suns, actually, funny enough, in this series. I still like the Timberwolves. I don't trust the Suns in the playoffs. Last year, they really disappointed against Denver. I'm still going to go Minnesota, especially if Karl Anthony Towns is going to be close to 100% healthy. I just think Timberwolves have a lot. And, you know, Jaden McDaniels, as much as we made fun of it yesterday, he's a good defensive option to put on KD. I would definitely not say, oh, you guys have KD. We've got Jaden McDaniels. But at the same time, if anybody's going to be able to match up 7-foot KD, it's going to be 6'11 Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, I'm taking the Timberwolves. Look. They're in a different area of life than the Kings, but they did lose in the first round already, and they had their play and win, and they're figuring things out with Gobert. You got and the way Anthony Edwards is starting to be pushed as his face of the NBA, this is about that time where if you are going to make some moves, it needs to be now.
Yeah.
When even though and I'm taking this one from Whitey Gleason, even though the West is stacked in terms of good teams, we don't know how many great teams there are. So if you don't do it now and something else comes along, Jokic pairs up with Luka or something like that, then you're really in a bind. So I think I'm going to take the Timberwolves there. Last but not least, because we're just doing what's already set, we will do the rest next week. Mavericks, Clippers.
Yeah. One more point on the Gobert thing, too, on Minnesota. I think if Minnesota wins if Minnesota wins that series, if you're a person who supports the Kings and wants them to make a big move this offseason, I think you want Minnesota to go far in the playoffs, because it shows, hey, It might have not worked that first year, but this is justification for doing that all-in trade to take you to the next level.
Right.
If Minnesota loses, I'm not saying it ultimately changes what happens, but it probably adds a little bit more of a, I don't know if that's the
is
best idea.
It?
Is yeah. it worth it? Exactly. Moving on to Dallas and L.A., I think Dallas has the best two players in this series. I just don't trust Kawhi and Paul George. Those two have been in and out of the lineup all year. You know, James Harden is somebody whose playoff resume is well known. I just think the run that Luka and Kyrie are on right now, it feels like they could really make some noise in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. They're the team where it wouldn't surprise me if in a month or two we're talking about Dallas coming out of the West. I have completely changed my note on Dallas, and I think they can really run the table.
Agreed. I got the Mavericks. I mean, the Mavericks can mess around and find themselves
in the finals.
It's
crazy, man.
That's how hot they are right now. There are two teams that haven't been really trustworthy, but the Mavericks have been more trustworthy more recently.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
That's just what it comes down to.
And they also own the Clippers.
And they own the Clippers. When we return... Coaches' speeches, your last chance to get in your coach's speech. Chris and I give ours. Nate gives his if he wants to as well. Also, prop talk and dog segment. Will it be the last one? Hopefully not. Styles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
This is Sacktown Sports.
It's time. Nate, got that motivational music ready to go. Probably just search motivational music. You never know what's going to show up. Nate's going to get the motivational music ready to go. Chris, did you prepare something?
Not officially for the speech, but I think I know the direction I want to go.
I have no clue.
So
you will probably go first.
Yeah. You know, I'm definitely going to have to vamp a little bit, but you know, I'm hoping once the juices get flowing, it's just naturally going to spill out like a wordsmith or something.
There you go.
I have no idea.
From Sean Prescott on the Sack Chat.
Ooh.
It's a chicken wing.
Ooh.
It was actually a chicken strip, but it did look like,
that's what Chris was saying.
I was on it. I was waiting for someone to say, no, actually, there's chicken wings in section 125.
Nate, I need something darker. I need something darker.
More what? Ominous?
Yeah, I need something more ominous.
I think
I need
he wants
something
like,
Dark Knight-ish.
Okay, yeah. I'll just get
this.
I think he wants
epic. He doesn't want
like
motivational.
After the win.
He wants epic.
This is like after the win.
Okay, so
I need darker.
I think this is.
I need the gutter.
Okay, all right. Give me a sec.
We are literally in the swamp.
Oh my god.
We are
Do
in
it
the
as
swamp.
Gus. Do it
I'm
as
not
Gus.
Doing it as Gus.
Yes. Why?
Nate, this makes me feel too happy. This doesn't make me feel like they're 0-5.
This is inspiration.
Yeah,
for
but
sure.
Okay, all right. All right, hold on. Give me a sec.
Yeah, give me a sec. Audible.
DJ Bedhead will come through for us.
Oh, no.
When
doubt.
Chris, you could have went with that
Something
if you
else.
Liked that.
I definitely could have, but it's fine. It's fine.
I want to feel it.
I know. No, I get it. You know, you want to feel the intensity. You want to feel the... You want some like some Dark Knight, like you said.
That's
the,
right.
Yeah, like
I want to feel
inception.
Like it's cold outside.
He wants some Michael Bay music.
And it's nighttime.
Yeah. He needs some explosions. Oh, I mean, is this literally the Batman music?
I don't know, man. Maybe.
All right, we're going to roll with this.
It's good enough.
Chris.
Gentlemen. Very rarely do you have an opportunity to make up for your mistakes. We already did it on Tuesday, okay? We sent that team back to the Bay. And we know how those feelings go. Gentlemen, 0-5. 0-5 this year. This Pelicans team has had our number every single time. Not this time. This time, we're taking it to them, okay? Are you kidding? The Pelicans? You guys are scared of Pelicans? We're kings, okay? You know what that means? That's supposed to mean something around here. Gentlemen, it's in your hands tonight. I've done what I can do, okay? We've done the practices. We've watched the film. Tonight, it's about you. It's about you guys going out there, executing, being physical, hitting your shots. Harrison, looking at you. You got a great opportunity in front of you tonight, boys. And all you can do is seize it. So let's go seize it right now at Smoothie King Center, where all great events happen. Gentlemen, King's on me, King's on three. One, two, three.
Let's go! Let's go! Chris, that was outstanding.
Good job, Chris.
I don't even want to go.
It's all about pacing.
I don't even want to go, yeah, man. Yeah. Wow.
How's that for hitting the mark, Jason?
I got chills.
Come on. Come on.
Wow.
Yeah. That was outstanding. You just got to throw a lot of gentlemen in there. And, yeah.
That was outstanding.
Gentleman pace.
I'm ready to go
right
now. I'm
for hire, by the way. Yeah.
I'm ready to go.
If you need me to speak
Achilles
to
Achilles is ready. Put me in. That was outstanding, Chris.
Healing
great job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great job. Nate?
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Listen up, Kings. Today we face a formidable opponent in the Pelicans. But remember, every challenge is an opportunity for greatness. It's not about the size of the opponent, but the size of our heart and determination. We've trained hard, we've prepped tirelessly, and now it's time to show the world what we're made of. Together we'll fight with everything we've got, leaving it all on the court. Believe in yourselves, trust in your teammates. Let's go out there and give it our all. Victory awaits those who dare chase it with unwavering courage and passion. Let's show the world what it means to be Kings.
What is that?
It was ChatGPT, was it not? That was ChatGPT, wasn't it, Nate?
Yeah.
Nate, what the heck, man?
You don't even have anything.
I'm ready.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right, go.
Was that Magic Johnson or was it ChatGPT?
Was that?
Gentlemen, in life, there are decisions to make as far as who you want to be. Mm. The do's and the don'ts. Yeah. The wills and the won'ts. Yeah. Now, you've been pushed around. You're tired of getting pushed around.
I'm tired. I'm tired.
The Pelicans, they've beat you with every combination in the book. So now, it's not about the X's and O's. It's not about how much you've worked to get to this point. Yeah. It's about what you will do when your backs are against the wall and nobody believes in you besides your brother to your left and your brother to your right. We have one chance at this, to right the wrongs from throughout the season. One wrong, two wrong, three wrong, four wrong, the fifth wrong in our house. No Zion, well, we got no Malik. We got no Herder. But what we do have is a bunch of dogs that aren't afraid of any Pelicans. Kings on three. Let's get this W, and the Thunder, they next. Let's go.
Wow.
The laugh did it for me.
Let's go.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. Keegan, go ahead.
All right, guys, let's
win this game. Let's
do it.
ChatGPT can't do that. Take that for ChatGPT.
He'll eat the table.
Take that for ChatGPT.
We got to give good speeches because, yeah, if Zion's going to be doing that in the other locker room, that'd get me pretty hyped. If somebody's just straight up, let's go, boys, and then just nomming on a table.
Who want to eat a W?
Who want to eat a W tonight? They're over there eating tables. We eating dubs.
Who want to eat a W tonight?
Dude, how much of the staff do they have to, the cooking staff at the Smoothie King's?
916, let's go, let's go.
What do you think it's Smoothie King?
From Steven.
Get a food sponsor for it.
Let's go. It's time to get hype, Chris.
Let's go.
The hype train has just arrived.
Yeah. Just in time for shout-outs and closeouts, too.
It's the hype train.
Yeah.
Shout-outs and closeouts coming up next.
You got chefs in New Orleans who love them. They're looking for them.
Whoever wants to call in.
Something's cooking up in New
Orleans. Get your speech in. You got one more segment to get your speech in. You got one more segment, shout-outs and closeouts. If you want to shout-out anybody, shout-out your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister.
Your point guard.
Your point guard. Somebody that made you a very nice bagel and lox this week. Yeah. Anybody, your dog, your cat. Shout-outs and closeouts. Dog segment.
Arf.
Prop talk. When we return, Stiles and Watkins, Sacktown Sports.
Sacktown Sports.
Check us out on YouTube. Search Sacktown Sports and subscribe.
All right, it is time. Hopefully it won't be the last time. Prop talk. There's some good ones today.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to come down to the big boys. Chris, I know what I'm seeing, what I like. What are you liking?
I'm seeing a couple numbers that I really like, some that I'm wishy-washy on. I just told you, I'm looking at Keegan Murray free throws. He's gotten to the line quite a bit here recently. His number's at 1.5 made free throws. I'm kind of concerned he might only get to the line once, so I don't know if I feel great about that. There's a couple. Davion Mitchell, 6.5 points. I think Trey Lyles is also 6.5. It might be 7.5 points. Keon Ellis, you know, block steals is always a good one for him. You know what? Ultimately, I think I'm going to fall on Keegan, 1.5 made free throws. I think he's got to be aggressive, looking for his shot. But also, it can't just be shooting the basketball. He's got to get in that paint. He's got to try and get some fouls on Jonas Valanciunas. Maybe get some fouls on Brandon Ingram. I'm going to say Keegan gets to the line and knocks them both down. 1.5 made free throws for Keegan Murray today.
Yeah, I was going to go the Keegan route as well. I really like Keegan at 18 points. Because honestly, I just don't know that you win if Keegan Murray doesn't score 18. I don't know if you're able to win that basketball game. But I mean, is it fair to our listeners if we do the same thing? If we do the same person?
It's up to you.
Nate, you go.
Fine. Okay. I got a question first. What are the stars around these players?
I'm trying to figure that out. No idea. Okay.
I think it's just, power. Like, a power play. I don't know.
Fox has stars around all of them. DeRozan does.
It's all so the stars. Good. All the stars got stars.
Gotcha. Well, I'm going to go with someone who doesn't have a star around his name. Keon Ellis, 1.5 steals. I'm taking the more. 2 at least for Keon. I think that's easy money.
Yeah, I think he's cooled off. It is funny to have it at that number because he definitely was stealing the ball from Stephen Curry. So
Yeah.
So I feel you on that. Yeah, Chris, I like where you went. Honestly, I feel like Trey Lyles at 6.5?
Yeah, he's 6.5 points.
And did he get there last game? I don't know that he got there last game.
He got to 7. So he barely crossed it. And him and Davion both had a rough game off the bench.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Trey Lyles over 6.5 points.
There we go. Trey Lyles. Points. There we go. Okay, Trey Lyles. Over 6.5 points. Nate, what was yours again?
Keon Ellis, 1.5 steals.
Keon Ellis, 1.5 steals. So we have Keon Ellis over 1.5 steals. We have Trey Lyles over 6.5 points. And we have Keegan Murray over 1.5 free throws made. There we go.
There you go.
Well, get him in. Hopefully it won't be
the last one. Get him in right now, and now it's time.
Now it's time. Who's going to be that
play
guy?
Play-in. Dog segment. Let's
Who
get
let
it.
The dogs out? Oh.
All right. Who it only let feels the right. Dogs out? I You know, there's a lot of guys who need to be dogs. I mean, they all need to be dogs if the Kings are going to win today, especially, you know, to try and break that 0-5 streak right now. The number one dog has to be De'Aaron, though, for me. I just have to. And this is, I think it's going to be okay if we all pick similar guys, because I just think in your biggest game, your best players have to be incredible. And De'Aaron, it's going to be a lot of eyes on you tonight. And I think De'Aaron's going to live up to it. And I'm picking De'Aaron Fox as my dog for tonight.
You know, sometimes it's just not a day to mess around.
Yeah. And tonight, Fox is a dog.
Throughout the regular season, when we're doing dog segment, yeah, you're not, you could easily pick Fox or Sabonis every single day. But this is not a time to do that, right? Or to avoid that. And because of that, I hear what you're saying. I'm torn because, I mean, obviously Sabonis is another good one. Somebody is going to have to do something that we don't expect. And I think I'm going to double down here and say Trey Lyles. Obviously, ooh, the dog is relatively speaking, but shout out to the Trey Bays. I'm going with Trey Lyles. Maybe give me a 10-piece, 2 threes, 10-piece, some good defense, some hard-nosed play. I'm going to go with Trey Lyles as my dog tonight.
There we go.
I'm doubling down as well. Keon Ellis, plain and simple. I just think he's ready for the spotlight. That's it.
There you go.
He's like the definition of a dog.
Yeah.
You have Manny Too Legit, Foxy, my dog. He going for a 40-piece with over 6 assists and over 5 rebounds. This is a game, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game. You know, between the two games, I think more people are going to be paying attention to this one. You have Brandon Ingram, who is around star level. You have, obviously, De'Aaron Fox, who, you know, a lot of people are intrigued by the beam. They don't watch a lot of Kings games. Some of them don't even know when the beam happens. There were the cute story last season, the Kings were, and everybody is sitting down on a Friday night between the two games. I know people love the Heat. We got random Heat fans everywhere, and people do love the Bulls as well. But this is a game where, okay, are we this cute team in the Kings, kind of a down year for them. You're missing Malik Monk. You're missing Red Velvet, Kevin Huerter, two of the guys that I think the outside world could recognize. What do? This is a huge night. I talk about brands. I'm not scared of it. This is a huge night for De'Aaron Fox. This is a huge night for Domantas Sabonis. Narratives, you know, the people that write about you that don't do their homework and see these large games, these national games, this is an opportunity for you to get it done.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, this is a huge, huge opportunity. They can really flip the narrative. You know, I think a lot of people are still going to wait for Domantas Sabonis to have that playoff series. But, you know, this goes a long way, especially for De'Aaron Fox, man. I know a lot of people haven't paid attention to the Kings, but they still know De'Aaron Fox is, you know, the number one on this team. And he's going to get all the credit. If this team wins, regardless of if he has, you know, 24 points or if he has 40 points, the next day everyone's going to be talking about De'Aaron Fox leading his team to victory. And it just has to be that way. There is no way I can see the Kings winning this game without De'Aaron Fox being one of their best two players. I think it just has to happen. He's got to have big moments. He's got to look at this as an opportunity to get back on that tier list of you know, a lot of guys talking about Jalen Brunson, of course, tons of people talking about Shea this year. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox has been a forgotten name when it comes to that category of young guards. Nothing will do De'Aaron Fox's brand better than him having a really big night tonight when there's only two games of basketball on.
Right.
The NBA world is watching. Put Shea on notice for when you play him on Sunday.
That's right.
On Sunday, uh-huh. When, not if, when the Kings are playing OKC, put them on notice and yep. Let them know, hey, you got a train coming over to OKC.
Right.
We got all the momentum right now. Y'all haven't played in about a week. We've been playing nothing but hardcore serious games for the past, I don't know, it felt like a month at this point.
Easily.
We're ready to go. I don't know about OKC, and the Kings just need to, when they go to OKC, just need to take one, man. If you could take one game, bring a 1-1 series lead or tied series mm-hmm. back to Golden 1 Center for games 3 and 4 next week, oh boy, it's going to be a fun week next
Let's
week.
Let's get it. You have Martin says, Ellis is my dog of the night. Derek in Tacoma says, light the beam. Tonight, Brandon Deitzman also has Keon Ellis. All right, shout outs and closeouts.
Yeah.
Let's get it in.
Of course. Got a shout out you know, got to shout out our Kings for even still being here.
Yeah.
The fact that they survived Tuesday, are giving us more opportunity on Friday to have some excitement. Game one will be on Sunday. Can't ask for better. If you love basketball, this is about as good as it gets. Yesterday's like the last day we're going to have without basketball for like a month and a half. So be ready. This is going to be a roller coaster, and tonight's just the start of it.
There you go. We're trying to keep things positive, of course, here. But you never know what could happen in this game. So I do want to give a shout out to all the listeners throughout this whole season.
Yeah.
We don't think that it's going to be the end. But, you know, Chris and I, a very young show, we're trying to grow here in Sacramento. And Chris has been a staple here in Sacramento. And I want to thank everybody for kind of adopting me and adding me to the fold. It's been great. So shout out to you. We're growing each and every day. Fastest growing show in Sacramento. Nate!
Shout out Kayla. I love you.
There you go. There we go. Wow, that's going to be a good weekend. Either way. The Drive Guys up next. Whitey Gleason, Kyle Draper, our guy Jay. Until Monday, secure the bag, light the Pelicans beam.